Before we begin oral arguments this morning, I'd like to acknowledge the presence of our distinguished guest of honor, Professor Stephen H. Goldblatt. Professor Goldblatt served as the chair of our Rules Committee for more than a quarter of a century, and he did so with unflagging dedication, a keen intellect, and incisive knowledge of the inner workings of an appellate court. As he now steps down from that post, we want to express to Professor Goldblatt on the record how deeply appreciative we are of his truly exemplary service to this court. In doing so, I'm very pleased that we have members of the Rules Committee here. Welcome to all of you. Special welcome to our esteemed former Clerk of Court, Mr. Bill DeSica. We judges and the Clerk of Court may serve as the public face of this institution, but I can assure you that it is precisely those people, like Professor Goldblatt, who, although they may labor in the background, are the lifeblood of this institution. During his tenure as the chair of the Rules Committee, Professor Goldblatt personally oversaw 81 rule changes regarding the operation of this court. These rule changes have affected not only the members of this court, but also each and every opponent who has appeared before us, and each and every counsel who has come before us. These changes have included such momentous issues as the timing of filings, the service of pleadings, and the handling of classified material. But of particular note, Professor Goldblatt was instrumental in bringing this court into the 21st century by helping to create the rules governing electronic filings. Indeed, the ABA Judicial Division, National Conference of Specialized Court Judges, awarded the 2010 William R. McMahon Award to Professor Goldblatt for his leadership in the field of technology in the court. It's little surprise that Professor Goldblatt has been so extraordinarily effective in his role as the chair of the Rules Committee. His professional background laid the foundation for his service to this court. After graduating from Georgetown Law, he served as an assistant district attorney and then a deputy district attorney in Philadelphia. He was chair of the American Bar Association Criminal Justice Section Amicus Briefs Committee. He served as reporter to the ABA Criminal Justice Section's Special Committee on Criminal Justice in a Free Society. He served as the director of the Appellate Litigation Program at Georgetown Law and currently serves as the director of the Supreme Court Institute. He received the Frank F. Legal Excellence in Teaching Award and the Stephen Goldberg Faculty Service Award at Georgetown Law. He argued three cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, and far more importantly, he argued one case before this court. Moreover, through the Georgetown Appellate Litigation Program, he was involved in more than a dozen other cases that came before us. So, Professor Goldblatt, the judges of this court, both past and present, extend to you our profound thanks. To state it succinctly, we could not have done it without you. At this time, I'd like to call upon the Clerk of Court, Mr. Squires, to present you with two gifts from this court. The first one is a signed and framed lithograph of this great building that was built more than 100 years ago and serves as our professional home. I'm sure you'll hang that in an appropriate spot. The second gift is the United States flag encased in a shadow box. Professor Goldblatt, that flag was recently flown over this courthouse in recognition of your service to this institution. We present it to you with our very best wishes. I would like to thank the Clerk of Court, Mr. Max Squires, who planned and coordinated today's tribute. These proceedings shall be made part of the official record of the court and will be published in the Military Justice Reporter. Thank you, everyone. You are now free to leave the well of the court if you so desire. Please do, Professor Goldblatt.
That has also been my privilege to work with people in the armed forces. And I just spoke with Bill Seco, who shared that award in 2010 with me. But the one thing I want to tell the court that is the tradition of that committee that is of such importance is I can't remember anything that went to the court that was not consensus. When the people went into that room, regardless of their background, they put their guns outside the door and came in and spirited debate, but worked out a consensus as to what would best serve the court, even if there are some of their colleagues might be a little bit annoyed with them and bounce on the rule, proposed rule. That is the tradition of this committee. I don't think it's going to change, and it was my privilege to serve with them as well. So rather than thanking me, I just want to thank you.
Thank you for those very gracious words. Thank you all.